All right, hello everyone. I'm Augustana Athletics Director Josh Morton. Pleased to be joined by our head volleyball coach, Jen Jacobs. Coach Jacobs, in the middle of winter, we'll talk volleyball in a minute, but you had a pretty special end of your January. Participated as a speaker at the Pac-12 Health Equity Summit. How do you describe those 2 days?
Oh, it was amazing. For one, it was 55 degrees sunny.
That's fair.
So I'll take. Yeah. But it was unbelievable. We got an opportunity to speak really around what it's like to be a coach and then an athletic trainer right now in the world of athletics and being the frontline workers for students and dealing, trying to have to be the answer for everything and not being able to be equipped to do all that.
Yeah. And we've talked a lot as a staff, and you know the NCAA has provided a lot of guidance as mental health overall has become such a wonderful, elevated topic across our society. But then you take it into this microcosm of college athletics, and then on our campus too, a lot of our conversations have started there. I would imagine that coming at it from a coach's perspective. It was the Pac-12 Health Equity Summit, so it was probably a range of different speakers. But for you as a coach, be able to share boots on the ground, here's what it's like dealing with our athletes.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, the crowd was mostly medical professionals, MDs, and head athletic trainers from all levels, Division 1, 2, and 3. And I was really brought in to talk about what it's like to be a coach and trying to answer all the needs of our student athletes. And I don't have all the answers. I think I helped provide some perspective for folks to really understand what it's like and what we deal with on a daily basis with student athletes.
Yeah.
Because it's important, and we need to make sure that we're supporting our student athletes to the best of our abilities and what we can do to support them.
And so it was on UCLA's campus, which, you know, had to be a neat experience to be a part of that. What I'm just curious, you know, what was your big takeaway as you sat and listened to others too?
Yeah, I'd say the biggest takeaway I had was just the scope of trying to navigate mental health in general, as you said, mental health for our student athletes, being able to give everything that we can to our student athletes without maybe always having all the resources all the time or all the answers all the time.
Yeah.
One of the big takeaways also that I think just everyone took away from the conference was between medical team docs, coaches, athletic administrators, athletic team trainers, making sure that, and then across campus resources, right? So folks across campus and mental health professionals outside of athletics, being able to all be on the same page. How tough that is, and you have to really schedule that and make that work for each institution. So that was a big takeaway, I think, that I took personally away from it.
That's great.
And just being intentional.
Yeah, and our we're blessed at Augustana, our partnership with Stanford Health, our athletic training staff led by Brian Gary brings a wealth of experience. And I was just at the NCAA convention, which you know, I describe the convention and any convention now related around college athletics, the topic of mental health, student athlete well-being is always, you know, you can't go a session without finding somewhere where you can learn a little bit. So I appreciate the NCAA resources that are out there. I think we've talked as a staff, as coaches. So for people who understand coaches, you guys want to fix stuff, right? And that's the challenge of how do we fix things and how do we help our athletes get through tough situations? So I think we don't have the answers, but I think we're conscious of it and trying to get through it. Mm-hmm. But it's a challenge. Being a coach right now is a lot more than just setting up nets and going through practice and games.
Yeah, it is. That's the name of the game. That's okay. It's just our roles as head coaches or assistant coaches has just changed in the past even 5 years that I've been here.
Yep.
I really do believe that it also is hard as a coach to let go of control. It's hard to not have all the answers of a team or what if a player comes to us, you know, we're close with them. And so when they come to us and they say, hey, I need help, and if I don't have an answer for them, it's hard to say that and it's hard to not know the answer. And so I think for coaches to understand that we can take a step back and let go of some of the things that we don't know or may not be strong in, you know, in regards to mental health or not. And if we do need to bring in outside resources, that's okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's two things. It's letting go of that control of a team, which is hard to do. And then it's also admitting you don't know something and trying to bring some help in for student athletes.
Yeah, and I always go back to, I've shared this story a number of times, but a couple years ago I was at an AD symposium. We got to go to the Naval Academy. It was a leadership symposium for athletic directors, and we were at the Naval Academy, and the AD from Georgetown, Lee Reed, stood up and just said, "Who's taking care of the caretakers?" And I always go back to that, because as we try to help our athletes through things that they're going through, staff and coaches, have to make sure that we're in a good place too. So always being conscious of that, but it is evolving and ongoing, so really cool to be a part of that, the Pac-12 Health Equity Summit. Let's talk volleyball.
Okay.
Here we are, 1st of February. What does the next few months look like? And then your spring season really gets going in April?
Yeah, March, April, after spring break, really. So February starts, we'll do individuals, so 8-ish athletes at a time or less, positional work during the week, and they are intensive in their lifting and running schedule right now. And then we'll go to spring break, and then when we get back after that, we'll do 6 weeks of more intensive, regular practice schedules. And
had a chance to redshirt some young kids, but also got some playing time for I know you're excited about the freshman class that was last year, and the freshman class coming in, as well as your upperclassmen. What do you expect, you know, as this team kind of finds itself this spring?
Yeah, it's exciting. We graduated some, or will be graduating in the spring, at the end of the spring, but they won't be with us for spring practices. Some key players on the court, so there's some roles to fill, but we have a lot of talent and experience coming back too. So excited to see kind of how that leadership shakes out on the team. And I mean, our first year class is really strong, so really excited to see them.
In a very tough league, the tournament atmosphere last year at Concordia was really unique and really, I think, really fun. And we had what could be called an upset, you know, in the quarterfinals. That was fun night in St. Paul. How do you capture that, right, and take it into a fall of 23 season?
The best part about this team right now, or the best feeling about this team right now, is that we've, in the past 3 years, prior to COVID or whatever, without COVID, we've made it to that, we've got it over the hump of getting it through the first round of the conference tournament. And both of those years, it's been upsets, quote-unquote upsets, and the team, especially the returners, they still feel unfinished. And every year they get more determined and stronger and just have more of a chip on their shoulders to make it past the round. I mean, the team really believes that they should be in the regional. You know, they believe they can make it to the Elite Eight. They have that, and that's half the battle, is them believing that in themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see that, because they still, we had that great upset against Wayne. It was awesome. Would never want to not take that away from anybody, but they still have a bad taste in their mouth. They're losing the next night.
Good.
Against St. Cloud. So I can't create that for them. That just happens organically.
Yeah.
So excited.
Yeah, very good. All right, Jen Jacobs, head volleyball coach, Augustana, thank you very much.
Thanks.